Ukraine security issue.
Russian troops do not stop the rocket terror of the civilians of the city of Zaporizhia. Last night, the occupiers shelled residential areas of the city. More than 10 people died. Almost 50 were injured, including children. This was announced by Zaporizhia City Council Secretary Anatoly Kurtyev. As a result of the strikes, about 2 dozen private sector buildings and 50 apartment buildings were damaged. The attack on Zaporizhia was carried out with a tactical aircraft, said the head of the regional military administration Alexander Staruch. 12 rockets were fired. President Volodymyr Zelensky called the Russian attacks on civilians at night absolute menace and terror, adding that all those responsible will be held accountable before the law and the people. The explosion on the Crimea Bridge, which connects the temporarily occupied peninsula with Russian territory for a time, will increase the problems in the logistics and supply of the Russian army. This was reported by the Institute for the Study of War, ISW. Analysts say the collapse of the highway bridge lane will limit Russian military movement until the bridge is repaired, forcing some Russian forces to rely on ferry service for a while. At the same time, the Russian occupiers will probably still be able to transport heavy military equipment by rail. The explosion on the Crimea Bridge is a manifestation of the conflict between the Russian security forces. This is how the advisor to the head of the president's office, Mykhailo Podolyak, commented on the situation. According to him, the logistics of the explosion, its synchronization with the explosion of the railway echelon point to a Russian trace. Mykhailo Podolyak believes that in Russia conflicts have begun among the special services, which are looking for those responsible for military defeats. The defense ministry can say that the FSB defended this infrastructure facility. The undermining of this bridge significantly reduces the possibility of delivering reserves and supplies for the Russian group in the southern direction. We have an extremely low level of moral training of the Russian army. We have a war of security forces surrounded by Putin. This is a fantastic situation that accelerates the liberation of our territories. This is the beginning of the end of what the Russian political elite has been rebuilding for 20 years under the name of an authoritarian system of governance, said Mykhailo Podolyak. As it was reported earlier, on October the 8th, an explosion rang out on the bridge over the Kerch Strait, illegally built by the Russians on the temporarily occupied territory of the Ukrainian Crimea. Tanks of a train carrying fuel caught fire. The road surface of the bridge was also damaged. The Russian authorities believe that a truck traveling from the Krasnodar territory exploded on the highway. As it was stated by the occupying authorities of the peninsula, traffic on the bridge had been partially restored. Attempts by the Russian Federation to appropriate the Ukrainian Zaporizhia nuclear power plant occupied by them were condemned in the European Union. The corresponding statement was published by the EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Josep Borrell. This document emphasizes that the decree of the appropriation of the ZNPP is illegal and legally void. Russia should completely withdraw its forces and equipment and hand over control of the station to its rightful owner, Ukraine. Josep Borrell added that the EU strongly supported Ukraine and would continue to provide it with economic, military, social and financial support as long as it was necessary. As it was reported earlier, on October the 8th, Russia completed the legal formalization of the appropriation of the occupied ZNPP, creating its own state-owned enterprise. Director General of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, during a visit to Kyiv, said that the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant was Ukrainian, despite the Russian Federation's statement about the transfer of the facility under its control. Meanwhile, Russia itself is beginning to recognize the mistakes made by the country's current government by starting the war against Ukraine. According to Russian journalist and media manager Serhii Parkhomenko, the current leadership of Russia made a mistake in assessing its army and the capabilities of the armed forces of Ukraine. They also underestimated the reaction of the aggression of Ukrainian society and the response of the entire civilized world, which supported Ukraine. However, after the failures of the Russian army at the front and mobilization, Russian propaganda does not admit defeat and continues to say that everything is going according to plan. Russian propaganda continues to promote other narratives, accusing European countries of supporting Ukraine. The Russian mass media are actively discussing the energy crisis that will appear in Europe without Russian gas, which Europe will not be able to survive this winter. Such statements are absurd, according to Yulia Pavlitska, an analyst at the Kyiv School of Economics.
Росія зараз всіма силами намагається з однієї сторони доказати существування вот этой вот очень сильной зависимости.
Russia is now trying with all its mind on the one hand to prove the existence of a very strong dependence of the whole world on the energy resources, on the other hand to tell the whole world that sanctions do not apply to them, so they must be removed. It is important not to allow this narrative to develop, because a very strong way has already been covered. The EU is reducing both supplies from Russia and the use of energy resources to become more efficient. Confirming Russian propaganda that the EU cannot survive this winter sound absurd, said Yulia Pavlitska. Earlier, the head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, reported that despite the fact that Russia deliberately and systematically limited the supply of gas to the EU, the European Union's gas storage facilities are 90% full ahead of winter. Russian special services, using deepfake technology, tried to conduct a conversation on behalf of the Prime Minister of Ukraine, Denis Shmyhal, with one of the founders of the Baykar defense company, Hayluk Bayraktar. However, they communicated with the fake secretary of the Baykar company. It was reported in the main intelligence department of Ukraine. The department spoke about the low level of training of the Russian special services. In particular, due to the lack of knowledge of the correct pronunciation in Ukrainian of the stable phrase Indian summer, which they pronounced as Russian Indian summer. The purpose of this action was an attempt to discredit cooperation between Ukraine and Turkey. At the end of the conversation, the Russian operatives were informed that they had been exposed and they would be prosecuted, the intelligence agency added.